Our final guest in the studio today is Harlan McLaughlin. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy, and thank you, WERU, for having us here. My name is Harlan McLaughlin, and I'm a native of Belfast. I was born in Belfast. My roots in the area are in Stockton and Searsport, and they go back to the Revolutionary War. I live on property that's been in my family for centuries. I've lived in Maine all my life. I've been away only for my service in the military, educated here, jobs here, Eagle Scout here. One thing that's been common throughout my whole life is a love for the outdoors and wild places, and I've experienced wild places all over Maine. And I've been a Sierra Clubber at heart since I was a little boy. I've been a Sierra Club member card holding off and on when I had enough money. But I've always supported it, and I've always loved the idea that they were in favor of saving wild places. And I want to tell Mr. Klein that he and the Sierra Club are really my heroes. I started researching this when I got back from the military and realized that we wouldn't even be having this discussion if it were not for Mr. Klein and his friends in the Sierra Club doing what they did now. Our question is, why have you changed? We support the position that you supported back then and wish you would still support that position. We propose the island remain completely wild. The agreement that you guys have signed off on violates one of the most precious principles that we have, our organization, the Fair Play for Sears Island, is that wild places should remain wild. And when you agree to a dual-use policy that half the island can be used for a port purpose, it seriously degrades the ecological value of the other half of the island in our estimation. We firmly believe that the island is worth more than the sum of its parts. It's incredibly important to keep the island whole and undeveloped. And we feel that you are the people that can give us what we want. We want this agreement overturned. We want the island to go back to the people. Several times it's been mentioned that MDOT owns the island. I was at a meeting one time with a lawyer from MDOT and a lawyer from the Conservation Department. I asked them this question. I said, would I be incorrect if I said the island belongs to the people of Maine? And they said, no, you would not be incorrect. So it belongs to us. The MDOT manages it for us. It's up to us to make sure they manage it well. You say, Mr. Klein, that you can't give us what we want, but you're in fact giving MDOT what they want. They can't get a port permit without this easement. They can't. Commissioner Cole said so in a meeting I was at, a JUPC meeting I was at. He said, Joint Use Planning Committee meeting I was at, he said that there's this 4F regulation. It could be a problem, his word, problem, but there's a loophole. If we get together and sign a consensus agreement with environmentalists and the DOT well prior to any port proposal, stating clearly that we all understand that it's possible in the future, then it won't be a problem, then 4F won't be a problem. That's their loophole. They need that easement more than anything else. We need for them not to have it. They need to have it to continue the war. We're asking for the SC to withdraw their support for this and join us and the rest of us and ask the governor to send this out to referendum. Let's find out what the people really think, because we feel that the people, the baseline people down in the trenches in Maine, the people that believe in the Land for Maine's Future program and that love wild places and belong to all these Natural Resources Council for Maine and Restore the North Woods and Jonathan Carter's group, all support wild places and they support us, as a matter of fact, except the Natural Resources Council of Maine, Restore, and Forest Ecology Network of Maine, and Wildlife Alliance of Maine. Pretty serious and influential environmental groups are supporting us in our effort to keep this island wild. And we're asking Mr. Klein and his group to rethink this and withdraw their support. This agreement will unravel without green cover. The governor needs green cover for this, and the Sierra Club is providing it, with all good intentions, I'm sure. But this is something that can come back and bite us in the rear. Let's see what else I have in my notes here. How much time do I have left?
You have about 1 minute left.
1 minute. Okay.
You don't have to fill it if you're done.
We talked about, I'll fill it.
Okay.
Talk about putting pressure on the DOT. the people that you mentioned, Mr. Klein, they're not even involved in the deal. Maria Fuentes, John Melrose, David Chalinas. David Chalinas, if you ask him, sir, he'll tell you right up front, they'll never put a cargo port anywhere but on Sears Island because it's not, the ships aren't maneuverable and the water's too shallow. They have to do too much dredging. So the idea of build out on Mack Point before we can have a cargo port is eyewash. It doesn't make any difference. They've already evaluated Mack Point and said it's not suitable for a cargo port. So that whole idea is not going to fly. Why, well, last point, okay, we wonder why, we agree with you about education is important and little kids should be able to learn and all of those nice things that you said. We don't understand why the development has to be on the island. Why can't there be a welcome center off the island or right on the, you know, the proximity of the island, and then bus people down, parking on the causeway. We think when you open the door to development of any kind, green or brown, you've opened the door to development. There's going to be a little more and a little more, and that devalues the land. It takes away from the concept of wholeness. This is a whole wild island. It's completely different than this is almost a whole wild island. And we think that's very, very important. And thank you for coming.